You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Headphones are touchy down here. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Not a bad looking Thursday. High of 40, but I have to be honest with you.
We're in Oshkosh. We drove down here this morning, and it was not raining, which was nice.
No, but you know what else was nice? Two things that were nice. The lights were on Butamore.
That's true. They were.
That helped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's the first time I saw that sign.
I did miss my first exit.
Did you?
I did. It come. You know what the problem is? They've got
close?
A sign. Yeah.
They are.
It's like it's, and I missed it. And I actually thought, okay, can I still swerve over? And I thought, no, I'll just go. But I did miss my exit again.
Their warning signs are like, not warning signs, but whatever. Oshkosh 28 miles, Oshkosh 10, but then that's it.
I know.
It's like, I know.
And then there's one that says Oshkosh next 5 exits. Yeah, there is one because I see it every day on the way home. So.
Oh. Miss that.
It's so easy to get here. You get off on 76.
No, that was, I called Todd twice.
Yeah, twice.
Well, Lisa gave it. I put it in my GPS thing this time.
Oh, I'm doing that.
It's kind of confusing down. But here's the other deal, though. I just got to say this. It would have been a lot easier because my circadian rhythms are off.
Right.
Because the time, look how it looks like midnight out there.
I know.
It looks like midnight.
Although, getting lost downtown, I saw a lot. I went to the Grand.
Me too.
I went to the arena. There's just no traffic down here.
I went by Kolf Arena. I forgot how nice Kolf Arena is, where UW Oshkosh plays.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm getting to see a lot of the
little
city.
Tour.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we got here on time. Todd liked that. So.
Oh, I was at Vintage Rose at 4:30 this morning.
You got to tell this story because that stuff looks absolutely incredible.
Tell me what it is again, Todd. We actually looked at the cover just to make sure.
Apple cinnamon strudel.
It's phenomenal. Oh, wow. You're going to bring some to your mom.
Yeah, I will.
It is so delicious. It's incredible. Vintage Rose. I can't say enough good things about
place.
Those people and that place.
Yeah. I was actually talking with somebody who's looking at joining our team yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, you want to talk about the type of people we like to deal with? Go see Adam. Go see Kim. Go see Rose.
Yeah.
Those are the people that we just love it, you know?
Absolutely. Right off Schering Road, actually Mid Valley Road. You take the Schering exit, then Mid Valley Road right to the west.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a great place. Great lunch.
Great. Yeah. But the apple cinnamon strudel is phenomenal. We got a big, big box of it right here. Hope you folks can stop in and get some of that. It's
we
one
don't
of those
need
places.
It.
So literally don't go there because I stopped there yesterday to kind of order something for today. And I got to be honest with you. Don't go there hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you're looking at that case, and it's like, you know when you're that kid and your mom gave you a nickel? And
their display case is great.
What do I take? Yeah. Uh-huh. How do I spend this wisely?
Right.
You almost stock up for the week. I'm
absolutely,
just going to say, like, you're like, oh, I'll get this for today, then I'll get that salad for then.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And every time I've been there, there's been different things in that case. So it's not like every day. It's
right.
Just, yeah.
No, they change it up. No, those restaurants are just great because they're so unique. They change things, and their customer service is second.
What would you call that? Is it a bakery?
It's a bakery and sandwich shop.
That's where they go by. Bakery and sandwich shop. Okay.
Yep.
Which, no, it's not for dinner. There's no, you know what I mean? It's just, what do they close at? 2:00?
No,
three?
I think something like that. Yeah.
It's great. So,
yeah.
Good for them. Anyway, that was fun. And thank you for bringing that. That's good.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll dive into that.
You got to have some.
Oh, I will. Right. Absolutely.
Like I said, that's not leaving Oshkosh. You guys,
we don't need to take
you
that.
You guys are tearing into that.
I'll leave that for Lisa. And
you know what
that'd
be phenomenal with, though? Would be like, like at camp when you do the big eggs and the bacon and the sausage or whatever.
Yeah.
Having that along with it to kind of soak up the eggs and the yolk and everything, wouldn't that be delicious?
I think, Jim, you'll probably agree with me. Warm it up just a little bit and put some ice cream with it.
Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable.
If I had a bell here, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Who's back at the station, Conrad?
Conrad, yeah.
Conrad, ring the bell. Well, come on, Conrad.
But
put down your golf simulator game on your phone and ring the bell.
Doesn't fit the diet.
We just got a text if you want to read it out on your screen there, Johnny.
So what John is saying is he needs a place with food as a landmark to find the studio.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could say no, but yeah. I'm terrible direction-wise. I'm horrific. I don't know why. You know, when I'm at a hotel, inevitably, when I step out, even though I've been to my room, when I step out of that elevator, I'm almost like a little discombobulated, mm-hmm. like, which way do I go?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
No, it's not. I think people, yeah, no. A lot of people, they can't find their way, but then you just got to find a landmark. Like this
That's
guy
what I mean.
Said, you got to find a restaurant. Like this McDonald's I stopped at.
Yeah.
What time that opens?
24 hours.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I went there. I was just how impressed I was. The guy that waited on me was a high school kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool. Yeah.
He's probably got to go to work, go to school.
Was it a TV article? I saw it on a computer or whatever. I hate seeing the internet. That's an old guy saying, isn't it?
It is. On a computer.
Is that an old guy? What do I say? I saw it on my phone. Somebody did a story, I don't know if it was newspaper or TV, probably TV, about the Blackstone. But it's the only 24-hour yes. restaurant left in Green
I
Bay.
I saw that story.
Oh.
100 years in the stories that come out of that place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the stories that come out of there.
I remember some with Chuck trouble. Cecil.
Right.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
That could be a live broadcast.
That's the only, the only 20.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't Denny's 24 hours
I
in
thought
Green
Denny's,
Bay?
I thought that, I don't know if Country Kitchen's still around, but I thought they really leaned into that 24-hour stuff. They don't, huh?
I don't think. I mean, that's
I know that there's no grocery
was.
Stores that aren't 24 hours anymore because of COVID.
Were there ever?
Oh, sure. That yeah, festival is 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't know that at bar time.
Was not so much that.
I think they feel the same way by now.
I want a bag of shrimp.
But at I don't know if you don't sleep through the night, that's a great time to shop. It was, but anyway, now 6 o'clock they open up. So
got text here, Mayor of Door County to the Eagles, Terry. Talk to me more about that, Terry. So it means Door County.
Well, we were talking about it. Who's going to the Eagles?
Oh, I was thinking it was because I got the basketball games. So I was thinking about, I thought you meant Southern Door basketball.
No, no.
They're Eagles.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Eagles, Southern Door?
I don't know. But okay. The mayor of Door County is the Green Bay Packer.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah, who's going to the Eagles.
Eagles.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Can't blame
I him. Thought at that party we were at that no matter what, they're committed to Green Bay.
They are. The Packers weren't as committed to him. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the bottom line.
So he's going to the Eagles.
Yeah, okay, I'll be honest here. Once a running back gets those neck injuries, it can be tough from there on out.
But what a team.
Super Bowl champs. And,
and they think they're picked pretty high again.
Yeah, who's he going to be blocking for, do you know? Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Yeah, that ain't a bad landing spot. That's pretty amazing. And Josh Myers moving on as well.
Yeah,
that was to be expected. He lived in our building right above our studio.
He was on a show a number of times.
Oh. You know what was the best thing about him leaving? Two things. Or not leaving. I don't mean that. Josh Myers, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He waited on the show. And no, I'm just saying that. Two of the best things about him having lived there right above our studio. The crutches that he left that Todd gave me.
Right.
Thank God he did that.
But it was just so funny. When I looked at him at one day, when I moved him in the closet or whatever, the like where you would put your arm under your armpit was above at my head. Todd had to try to adjust those for me.
I went all the way down.
Didn't
all
know
the way
go
down.
That way. Yeah. Oh, man. And then the other thing, he left, he had a cooler in his thing or his freezer, and he left a bunch of tenderloins. And I got
them.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that you just went up there and got them, or somebody
the
got them?
The manager of the place said, hey, we got to get rid of these. He doesn't want to take them. I'll take them.
Mm.
They were nice.
She didn't call me. Yeah, that's great.
She's saying.
Well, I think she understands Mino is needy of that stuff. Jim, you could handle that yourself.
A step away from your place, Jim. I'm not even joking, though. I'm not even joking about this, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. Your people have zero complaints about what they get fed. You talk about a homeless shelter, and I'm always expecting, like, Campbell soup, chicken noodle soup, and some, you know, Ritz crackers. That catfish was amazing. That chicken your guy was, you have an actual chef. It's not just whatever.
Oh, well, actually, he did the pork chops
even
that
made
last
soup
night.
And I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a chef.
Well, a lot of that stuff is volunteered, but he helps the people.
But
he oversees it to make sure we're
doing
all the
seasoning.
Right,
he does all the breading for the catfish.
Right.
Those muffins he made, those biscuits.
Yeah, those are good too. He's a good baker.
Wow.
But I want to say there, we really believe in that whole, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that people need to be safe. And we have that, right? There's no drinking. It's safe. There's no fights. There's no police calls. They have to have a safe environment. The next thing they have to have is nutrition and food. Then they can start working on decision making and other things. But we do that food right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, a couple texts there. Blackstone is the only locally owned 24-hour place. So maybe Denny's still is, you know, corporate
right,
type thing.
Right,
but they're corporately owned. Okay, so that's not the only 24-hour in Green right. Bay, but it's the only locally owned. That makes sense.
I didn't even know Denny's was... Is Denny's still on Oneida?
Yeah.
That one?
Right.
The next one. Two big regional boys basketball games tonight, hosted by Southwest and Bayport. Brian, what are the games? Can you tell us what the games are, Brian? You know what I was... I remember one time I was in Denny's... Excuse me. And All-Star Wrestling was in town. And Vince McMahon was in there with two of his wrestlers. Right. Yeah.
That's cool.
I said hello to him and everything. Yeah. He was cool. But that was, it's just funny, you know, just like you and I, it was fun. You know what I thought was the most fun about the wrestling thing we did last week? I mean, it's fun being on the thing and, you know, announcing and everything. But backstage, watching these guys get ready and kind of practice some of their moves and kind of, you know, talking about strategy and different things. I thought that was cool.
And they didn't have an attitude with us being back there.
They were
there.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's like, you know, because it's pretty
they wanted
obvious
us to eat. They right. had a big buffet.
Pretty obvious we're not
wrestlers.
And they were super nice to us.
Super nice.
Yeah, I thought that was
every
cool.
one
that
of
was a lot of fun.
That is a good bunch of people. I mean, you want to talk about different organizations, that local pro wrestling is actually a really great group of people.
And like I said to you, I was surprised how many kids were there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't... That was like a family event, and 300 people. It was sold out. That was great.
Okay, take a look at this. Funny, Meyer signs with the Jets for 3.5.
Oh, the Jets.
He did sign with the Jets. 3.5 million. Packers signed Banks from San Francisco, 4 years, $77 million. Yeah, is that say? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Kakana versus Kimberly at Bayport. Kakana has one of the best players in the state. This kid is special. He's going to be going to Green Bay. And if you get a chance to watch that one, folks. And then, okay, Bondwell against Southern Door at Southwest. Bondwell has, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Brian, or who's sending this in, but doesn't Bondwell have one of the leading scorers in the state? And Southern Door has one of the all-time leading scorers in the state.
Wow.
So in those two games tonight, three of the best scorers in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing to be held right in this area. All right, we got a big show. We are coming your way from our WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh. We both got here. We beat Jim and I. We're both waiting outside for Lisa and Todd to
open the door.
Oh, look at her. Look at you.
Place was dark. Place was dark. Ring the doorbell.
That was a dark look. Speaking of dark. Okay, we got to send her a quick break here. Things just got uncomfortable. Have some strudel, Lisa. I brought it for
lighten
you.
Lighten up. Have some strudel.
Back after this. She's my
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming your way from WISS in our Oshkosh studios in beautiful downtown Oshkosh. I will say this. I know it's pretty dark out there now, but one of the favorite things, my favorite things, literally driving here. I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I love the really, really old buildings that are still being used in downtown Oshkosh.
Right. Oh, yeah. The Grand, especially downtown.
Oh,
they've really
outstanding.
Spent a lot of money to preserve those.
Yeah, I mean, I know that when they shot the movie down here, Public Enemy, you know, they used some shots of different things.
Yeah.
But there are so many, you know, just in my mind, I'm thinking you could do a scene right here, right across the street here with these buildings.
Then we talked to that guy right above us, put those condos in.
Oh, those condos. I want to see those.
Yeah, me too.
Supposed to be really cool. Mm-hmm. Aaron was telling us about that. We got a big show for you, Dr. Ryan Ames Insight Eye Care coming in. Hopefully he'll take my $1.25 glasses and smash them and find me a way to get something better.
I was kind of upset with myself because I was going to bring in your
bling. You should be upset with yourself on a regular basis.
I wanted to bring in your bling glasses, and I totally forgot to do that, Jim. I totally forgot to bring in the little
That's the only
glasses.
Pair of glasses I've never lost.
He's going to tell you to spend a little bit more money on eyewear. I think. I don't know. He's the doctor.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree probably isn't.
No.
Like I said, they're up to $1.25.
That's true.
Okay, you know what I bought at the Dollar Tree yesterday?
I hope not food.
Sardines and tomato sauce. Doesn't that sound good?
Do you ever look at the expiration date?
No. No, I didn't think sardines so. And tomato sauce.
Those things never expire.
I load up with them.
That is true.
Yeah. Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, great friends of ours, going to be joining us. Rob and Tavia Huffsenberger.
So it is Tavia. Tavia.
Did we say it wrong?
We did.
Okay.
We got that right now. It's Tavia.
It's Tavia.
Looking forward to them. Old Station 31 out in Dale. Great location. And they're going to talk about some of the stuff they create. And, of course, they're part of our top craft pick with Mino and the Mayor.
Love it. Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous and Oshkosh Famous.
So another content creator. You know, we had people on talking about what's going on. Wonderfully Wisconsin, all that kind of stuff. These guys really focus in on Fond du Lac. And now they're going to focus in on Oshkosh. So we're going to have them come in and have them tell us a little bit about some of the great stuff they've found.
Wow.
Fantastic. Then we got Pat Tracy coming in from Discover Oshkosh. He's always a treat.
Love him.
Absolutely. I also wanted to let you know that Nate Olson, right? His place is in the old fire station.
I'd love
right?
to see it.
He is ready for you to stop down there after the show.
I'll do it today.
Yeah.
That's that'd be fantastic.
You got time, you and Peter will go down there and you can check
absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely.
All right.
Beautiful. Great. Now, this is always fun being down here in Oshkosh. We always have great guests. Have a lot of fun with it. You know, one of the things that we're talking about, we did that little video thing, just kind of kicking it around with that great group.
Yeah.
Great production Respect. Company. Respect in downtown Green Bay. Well, on Walnut Street in Green Bay. Phenomenal people to work with. I don't know what you're looking to do as far as, you know, like I said, instructional videos for your business or whatever. But boy, they do quality work.
And that guy we had in here, too.
Yeah. He was, awesome. He was great, too. That was the last time we were here.
Alex from Mirrorless Productions.
You know, I had my own production company.
So I'm going to guess what that was kind of like. Yeah, a lot of cassette tapes, right?
I probably. Just think when he, I think he said it all when it was past tense.
Mino Productions.
Right.
Was it? Actually, I had two. One was Primetime Productions, and the other was Mino Productions.
I like Primetime Productions.
I know. It was Brian Noble and I. The
name was good.
And that's where he did that TV show. Remember I showed you the thing with Ted Nugent and Tony Mandarich and myself and everything?
How did that go over?
Actually, the TV show was really great. It was an outdoor TV show called Hitting the Outdoors. And I shot it, I produced it, did the whole thing. We did, I think, about 10 episodes. And we had Jake Leinenkugel as one of our big sponsors. It was just tough, though, because Brian was going through contract negotiations, and was he going to stay? And then he got hurt. And it's tough when you try to bank totally on something like that, and it's out of your control.
But an A.J. Dillon thing, right? We thought we had that great relationship with him at the Children's Museum. I'm sure he's still going to be involved in that, but you know, it's just an anchor that you want to tie yourself to. And you know, that happens. Exactly. That's industry.
But I loved it. I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the most favorite things I've ever done is doing that outdoor show. I loved it.
I got a TV question for you. Last night, you know, I watched the debate and then I was done and Donna was watching a different show. She watches Survivor.
Really?
So I went down there to, she does.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
So I went down there and she's watching it and I'm like, this is so scripted. And she said, no, you guys, that's scripted, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Those.
Well, I know. Let me just say
the
one thing.
There's a little tension between people, and they say the right thing at the right time to kind of build on it. I'm like, no, this is all scripted. She goes, no, it's not. So it's like, I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Do you remember the first season of Survivor?
No, I didn't watch. I never watched it.
Okay, but let me just say, but it was, we did a huge thing at, remember Coach's Corner downtown?
Oh, yeah.
The bar?
Yeah.
We did a huge reveal party, whatever you want to call it back then, when it was back in the IXX days.
I tore that down too.
I know you did.
Thanks, Mayor.
They had the best bargain. You could pay like $20.
Yeah,
you get a hoodie and you get like beers for like $2 for 6 months. And pizza. Free pizza.
Well, we got to get away.
They cut it up in those little squares.
Got to get rid of that because that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Paid everything but his taxes.
Yeah. But anyway, we had one of the guys on. He was a local guy. Good looking guy. He was a blonde guy. He was down to the end. He didn't make it.
On Survivor from Green Bay?
Yeah. So that's why we did the big party with him. But anyway, we kept asking him somebody help me out. Who is the local guy in the very first Survivor?
You know what? Now that you say that.
One guy that got real famous. The bald guy who won it, who was always naked. Richard somebody.
Yeah, Richard somebody.
And then that Hasselback that parlayed that, whose husband was an NFL quarterback and played for the Packers.
Right, right.
Her brother. Yeah. Well, she was married to his brother, Tim, who also played in the NFL for a lot of years.
Oh.
But anyway, we kept asking him the questions you just said.
Joel Klug. Yeah.
And he was, can't say.
Okay.
They had like those non-disclosure things super tight.
for the advertising they have, and they have some great advertisers on that show. I just think they really keep you engaged.
That's
a pretty good show. And she just thinks it's happened. I'm like, no.
Listen, if you're in a situation like that, if you're chosen to be on Survivor, they want you to be over the top, dramatic, crazy, right?
You know the show.
Yeah.
By that point. You know what I mean? If you're going to be on.
I mean, I even got into it for a little while, but then it was, you know, too many commercials. I left.
I'm just kidding. Those damn sponsors.
No, we love them. We love them. But she, it was on for 2 hours or 90 minutes or something.
Oh, was it a final thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really, really good. And I just don't think that stuff just happens. I think that takes work.
No, there's some massaging that goes on with the producers. Yeah.
That's like, about the best he could say is there were themes.
If I knew that she was into it, we could have had her on weekly to do like Donna's recap or something, right?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Well, the other thing, if you want to do recaps of anything, it's The Bachelor. Oh, my God. There was a Bachelor guy from Green Bay.
Wait a minute. Remember him? Can I just ask you something? What's it like being married to a single 23-year-old woman? Who has wine delivered to watch her shows?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, we got to set her quick break. We are in Oshkosh, WISS. We love being down here in downtown Oshkosh. We got a great lineup for you. Next coming up, Dr. Ryan Ames. He's going to try to find out why my eyesight is going. I'm just telling you, it's going. Nate Olson helped me out with some of my legal problems. Rob and Tavia, Hopsenberger, Old Station 31, mine when the mayor's top craft pick, Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous, Oshkosh Famous, and Pat Tracy Discover Oshkosh. And once again, Vintage Rose. I brought in some stuff with apple cinnamon strudel.
Strudel.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 40-year-old Joshua Denault, who faced 16 charges of sexual exploitation and child enticement, entered a no-contest plea in Brown County Court this week. The former Green Bay tennis coach is accused of taking several upskirt photographs of girls he was coaching. Judge Thomas Walsh found him guilty of the 6 felony child sex offenses he was charged with. Denault is out on bond, but will be sentenced on May 20th. If Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers do not come together to pass a new biennial budget by July 1st, the Green Bay Area Public Schools will see a $10 million to $12 million budget shortfall for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
We are not the only district in the state of Wisconsin, 420 of us, that are facing a deficit, and many of them are depending on referendum to be able to keep their doors open.
District leaders are recommending freezing base wage negotiations, freezing wage increases for certain milestones, closing the virtual school, and transferring some insurance costs to employees to make up for the shortfall. Last night, police were called to Little Lake Butamore, south of the 9th Street boat landing in Menasha, to a report of a man yelling in the lake. Officers tried to reach the 67-year-old man with a throwable floating life disc, but they were not successful. An officer went into the lake to bring the man to shore. He was taken to the hospital, where he died. No other details have been released. Police from 4 additional law enforcement agencies helped the Menasha police find and arrest a person who was seen carrying a rifle near Menasha High School Wednesday afternoon. The high school was placed on lockdown, and the suspect was found quickly. Names have not been released. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app worldwide and 1115.90 AM.
Ding, ding, ding. Nice job. Yeah.
Thank you. Forecast today, mostly sunny, high of 40. It's 31 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Today is no smoking day. Every day should be a no smoking day. Todd.
Jim.
Oh,
all you guys.
No. That was years ago. I'm older than you. We could smoke.
Dr. Ryan Ames in the house from Insight Eye Care.
We're going to get to the eyes, but first the lungs. We could smoke. Doc, when I was
okay,
in school.
Okay, this is something my mom would do. It could be somebody. It could be a professor of geography from school, but he's got the term doctor. So I've got corns on my feet that I just cannot.
That's like 3 feet away from what I know about. I got nothing.
Yeah. But when they would have the term doctor, it was was all, you know, no.
Everything.
Medical questions.
Oh, of course.
Just oh, my from, goodness. From, it's also Good Samaritan Day, which should also be every day. Popcorn Lovers Day. Who would ever say I don't love popcorn? I mean, does anybody not love popcorn? You?
I don't love it. No, I don't get it when I go to the movie theater. No.
You're that weird guy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm the guy. I could eat it all day long.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's better for you than people
home,
think, too.
The Whirly Pop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Today is Kidney Day. Why does kidney have a day?
Well, because of kidney health, right?
Okay. Is okay.
Kidney. Okay.
All right. We start working on that.
Yeah. Doctor, the organ or the bean?
I believe it, right? it is the organ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Again, Conrad, could we have the bell when somebody comes out with a line
right,
like that?
That's a good one.
Is that too much to ask, Conrad?
I'm not thinking that broad.
Today is Canine Veterans Day. We'll talk with Nate Olson from Olson Legal Group when he comes in. Being in Iraq, I bet he dealt with the canine because they use those big time in Iraq
as well.
You know, in our honor, you know what we should do for that?
What?
We should post when I did that thing for the Green Bay Police and that dog attacked me.
I'll find it. I think there might be some vulgarities
on,
in that.
It's on YouTube.
We might
it's a
have
true
to
story.
That.
So I did a fundraiser for them, and they had one of their dogs. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's all under control. And they had me in the big rubber suit. Well, I see this dog, and he's, like, twitching. He's like, I'm like, what's and he's, like, looking at me with this weird thing. And he hit me so hard, smashed my head against the thing. They called.
That explains a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
the police officers were like so concerned, they called the chief of police, and they said, well, it's John Minor. He goes, don't worry about that. Right. But the thing is, they said, because I was different, you know, normally they have people that the dog's sort of familiar with, and sure. He doesn't perceive a real threat, but I was different, so it's like fresh meat. Plus, they had a wine and cheese and sausage a buffet there that night. So I think I was...
You weren't supposed to roll in it, though.
No, right. I was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dana Delaney today is 69 years old. Loved her from China Beach. Remember China Beach? Yeah. Great show. Neil Sedaka, one of your favorites, 86.
I like that stuff.
He's no Bobby Vinton. But...
Or Julie Andrews.
Or Julie Andrews.
Or my favorite of all favorites.
Liberace.
Liberace. Yeah. Liberace.
Welcome to our world, Dr. Yeah. Yes.
So,
Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care.
You are the eye expert.
Correct.
Tell me today how people are doing. Are eyes getting worse? Are they getting better? You know what I mean? Because they talk a lot about diets. We just had a lady on here talking about diabetes. And,
yeah, it's huge.
You know, people are very concerned about what we're consuming in food and then the environment and what are we doing with eyes?
Well, yeah, there's a couple different things going on. So, yeah, diabetes is obviously huge. Yeah.
We had the lady on from the Blind Association the other day, and she wasn't like poor, pitiful me. She's like, now she's an advocate. I screwed up.
Yeah.
I didn't take good enough care of myself, even though the doctors told me to,
right.
And I kind of didn't, and she lost her sight.
Yeah, diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause.
That's exactly what she said she had.
Yeah, it's the leading cause of preventable blindness in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those, it's preventable blindness. Yeah. It's not macular degeneration where it's just luck of the draw.
And what are people thinking? I can grow another pair of eyes? Once it's over,
and
it's
is that
over.
From diet?
Diet, not sugar, managing blood sugar levels, hemoglobin A1C level, all that stuff. And it's at a certain point, it is reversible. If we start seeing early changes and you get things under control, we can, you know, things can heal. But once you get too much damage, well, now you got scarring. And once a sensory organ has scarring, you're
test for that. When we go in and you put those machines that puff in the eye, is that the one that?
No. The air puff, the non-contact tenometer, NCT. NCT, it's a glaucoma test.
Oh, right?
That's testing eye pressure. So it's a screening tool for glaucoma. We could talk for hours about glaucoma, but that's what that's screening for.
Okay. How do you detect early diabetes or something? Is it the color?
Diabetic retinopathy and diabetic changes, that's when we look inside the eye. So when we either do wide field imaging, so like big, like really cool fancy photos, or a dilated eye exam. Dilated eye exam, still the gold standard. So put the drop in, make you uncomfortable for a couple
you walk
hours.
Out, your eyes are like, it's like, what are you on?
Yeah, we don't do it because we get paid extra for it. Yeah, it's just something.
I will say one thing. Don't lie to your eye doctor if they say, do you have somebody that's going to drive you?
Right.
Because I said, oh, yeah, and I didn't.
Right.
And then they wear those big dark glasses and you get outside and
need them.
The closest thing I can think about that, I remember one time when I was working with welders one day and I didn't have the glasses on and the guy started doing it and I was just like, what I mean?
Yeah.
When that sun hit me leaving that office, wow, you can't do it. It's terrible.
The my favorite story is my dad, he's a retired optometrist now and that's how I got into it. But when he was still practicing on a Friday afternoon, he needed an eye exam. So we dilated him, did the exam. He left. A couple hours later, we go to his house to have family dinner Friday night, and he has he's like a little bleeding from his top of his head, his eyebrow. He's got a scratch on his nose. I'm like, what the heck just happened to you? I just saw you a couple hours ago. Well, he was walking around in the yard after being dilated without glasses on. He walked into a tree.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Wow. Yeah. That's a serious thing trying to see after those drops.
Yeah, some people are more sensitive than others. But, where are the sunglasses?
Oh, man.
But eyes, again, you only have two, and they don't grow up. And I don't know why somebody would say, well, I'm not going to listen to the doctor. I mean, that's some serious, serious stuff.
It is. Yeah.
But how often, right? It's every year, like we get a physical every year, eye exam every year?
Yeah, we recommend yearly eye exams. As you get older, you know, once you're over 50, 60, well, now you need to be more diligent yearly, definitely. When you're a little younger, maybe every other year if everything's going well. But yearly is good. I always tell patients the reason you know that a yearly eye exam is good is insurance companies typically pay for it.
Right.
They're not in the business to pay for anything they don't have a return on investment on. The fact that they pay for a yearly eye exam, they know that if you get a yearly eye exam, it's going to save us money because we detect stuff early
down the road.
And it can get so expensive later on, and we don't spend enough on preventive things
preventative care.
We just don't. We spend, I think, 2 cents out of every dollar, right. 1 cent and 99, 98 on the other side. We were talking when you first got here. I just and serious too, but. Glasses, which I don't know, what percent of people wear? It's got to be close to half, right?
Yeah, and as we get older, you know, once you're over 40, everyone starts needing reading glasses. You know, 40, 45, that kind of hits everyone like a ton of bricks.
So glasses. Let's say you're married to someone who spends a lot of money on glasses.
They're my favorite. I like them.
Do you have a number?
And then you work with a guy that spends...
There's nothing sexier than what you just said.
that spends $1.25.
Right.
Are those glasses the same if they say they are?
Typically not. Huge disparities in the cost of glasses. Yeah, and we know that. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, like I said, though, mine have gone up. Yeah, they used to be a buck. Another buck 25.
Yeah, buck 25. Yeah, watch out, Mino. Good thing you got that radio money.
It's saving up.
It's a really good thing.
So with the lenses, the lenses are what we care about. You know, the frames are cool because you can get the designer frames and everything, but the lenses, because we want to make you see. The lens quality is variable. There are some really good ones. There's some really crummy ones. On the extremes is if you had like a really high-end magnifying glass or a microscope, you can see things great. You have a crummy magnifying glass from the kids' insect kit.
Yeah.
Right. They're both a 2x magnifying glass, but you hold them up, you're like, oh, this one's better,
right?
Like the optical quality, there is a difference.
Although those ones when you're a kid, and those things, you could still start a fire with them.
You could still start a fire.
Still kill the ants. Done that. Kill the ants. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
They did what they needed to do.
But I completely agree. The disparity is it's hard to justify because it's not like it's twice as expensive, right?
I gotta ask you something. I told both these guys this. I really wanted to talk to you about this. I feel like my eyesight, my reading. I don't need anything from distance or anything. It's just reading. Okay. Yeah. But I feel like it's really dropped over like the last year and a half.
Right.
And I'm wondering if it's because I buy these piece of crap cheap glasses.
I'd love to say
or,
that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
No. Okay.
No. They're not damaging anything.
It's just an age thing then?
It's an age related change. I usually tell patients. Yeah, diet. Totally diet.
But I never know. I don't know what power I am. So I'll buy like five pair. I'll buy like 150, 200, 250, 300, 350.
Right. Well, it depends on your working distance. The higher the strength, the shorter the working distance. So I have patients, you know, they need a 2X for their paperwork or a plus two rather. But then I say, hey, go get a 3 or a 350 for your tackle box when you need to tie a fly.
Oh.
Because now you can hold the thing, you know, a few inches from your face. You know, that you're not going to want to read a book there.
That's
but
awesome.
Taking a sliver out, hey, that's nice to have in the medicine box.
That is, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember my dad used to go fishing all the time, trout fishing. And he was fine reading, fine everything. But when you'd have to put that line through the little tiny hole in the hook, he needed something more.
Yeah, you need to
so
bring it in
closer.
That's
a great point.
Make it bigger. Right. So it's called proximal magnification.
And, cool.
Okay. Tell me about the youth. There's these, sometimes you'll a bus will come to our city.
Sure.
And testing. Do eyes when do you know that you need glasses? Do they get progressively worse? I thought your eyes did something and then stayed at a level for years and years and then went down and stayed for
on,
level.
On average, right, people in their mid-20s start to stabilize, early mid-20s. That's why kind of the rule of thumb for like LASIK, for example, is like 21. That's kind of when I tell patients, like, you don't really want to think about it before that because you're still going to be moving. Early mid-20s, you start to level off. There's still always going to be little changes.
Okay.
You know, I will say off. One thing, though, it's in young people like that, they've got a lot more wear and wearing eye gear playing sports.
Oh,
I've seen
sure.
that yeah. a lot more. Yeah. Do you guys advocate that?
Oh, yeah. And the one I recommend the most is when you're doing a like Nerf wars. I have seen so many eye injuries from the Nerf guns.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so people get smacked in the eye. It's always after Christmas, you know, and the aunt comes in and is like, it's my own fault. I gave my 5-year-old nephew this and he shot me in the eye.
Wow.
And it's been red for a few days and now she has traumatic iritis.
Wow. Is that going to affect her for the rest of her life?
Because she saw me. She's going to be
good
fine.
Point. Okay. Right,
yeah. so then we have to put them on steroids to knock that down. So those little darts, I looked it up and did the math on it once. They go like 45 miles an hour now.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, that,
okay.
That,
let's
those
be honest.
Hurt.
Let's be honest. Every person in this room, and I bet 90% of the people listening, had one kid in their school who got shot with a BB gun.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the eye, right? Yeah. Everybody had yeah. one of those kids.
Jim just looked at me like, what?
Not in the eye.
Yeah, but, oh, my God.
My pastor's kid shot me once. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, a little more in a collection box, he lets you alone.
I'm just saying. Look what a religion does for you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd that get you, Jim? We get set our quick break. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care in Appleton and Oshkosh. This is really interesting stuff. Stick around.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Have some strudel.
All right.
Back up this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mind on the Mayor coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, which is where we are right now, downtown in beautiful Oshkosh with Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care from Oshkosh and Appleton. Tell us where you guys are, if you don't mind, Doctor.
Here in Oshkosh, we're right on North Sawyer Street, kitty corner to Lewards High School.
Oh,
outstanding. So right over by West High School, too. And then in Appleton, we're over on Chain Drive by the Old Valley Fair Mall.
Oh. Fantastic.
And you're... Your services are obviously eye tests, but then you have a retail area too?
Yeah, so we have our clinic side, so we have a lot of medical right. eye care, but then we have the the optical. And that's what we were talking before about how eye care is this unique profession where we do the medical stuff, and I'm doing lid injections and ordering MRIs on one half of the building, and the other half we're selling Oakleys. Yeah.
I think it's cool, though. I mean, what you're doing, like, this is because every single person in the world at some point is going to have an eye issue.
Right.
You can't get away from that.
Yeah.
And Jim mentioned something earlier, though. Is there any way you can prolong, the effects of all of a sudden your eyes kind of going on you?
Yeah, not too much.
Not much. It is what it is.
It is what it is, especially like the need for bifocals. Yeah, like we were saying before, mid-early 40s, that hits all of us.
Can I just be honest? I don't want to make this about me, but
yeah, sure.
Let's make it about me.
But let's just start go ahead today. And do it, right?
I had those. I couldn't wear them. I tried.
Like a bifocal?
Yeah. If I'm walking, my eyes would be in the wrong, and I'd be almost like, it takes some getting used to, doesn't it?
It takes a hot minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I always tell patients is if you wait till you like need a reading power and then you get the bifocals, it's harder to get used to.
That's what I had. Right. That's exactly the way it was for me.
Yeah. So like let's say you don't need anything for distance and you then need reading glasses, right? Taking the cheaters on and off, it's a pain.
It's
annoying, right? And they're never where you need them.
No, and you know what else I can't stand is the fact that there's almost like a, people look down upon you. If you wear remember you used to have the chains where you could have the glasses hanging?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I would still do that on a daily basis, but you get ridiculed these days.
Right. Don't do that.
The advantage
Grandma
of like
Martha
a,
over
the no-line
here.
That's why I lose my glasses. glasses.
Yeah. Well, the No-Line Bifocal, you can put it on your face, right? You know, it covers up some of the bags under your eyes. You know, it's kind of nice.
He's very observant.
Yeah. Where did that come from? He's like a far away across the bow tie. Yeah.
The generic
We have a backup noise. Which we'd be playing right now if we had that. If we had that with us. Right, right. But you're saying every year people should come in. And insurances are pretty good about every year, too, you said.
Yeah, for the voluntary, yes.
All right. And insurance, a lot of people have optical insurance, right? Because it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I guess the vision coverage is not that much. A lot of medical insurances actually cover routine coverage as well.
Exams, the medical side of
it. And then if you have diabetes, you have cataracts, you have even dry eye, you know, allergies. You come in and say, hey, my eyes have been itching for the last few months. Well, now that's medical. So that goes under your major medical insurance.
I'm going to say the word glaucoma is a scary, scary word.
Sure.
Okay? Because in our era, it's like, well, a person's going blind, you know, and that's just what you assume. But pretty much guys our age, Jim and I, got a little touch of that, right? Isn't that just a natural thing?
No. Glaucoma, that's something we should be watching for. But no, it's not. Not everyone has that. Cataracts.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of cataracts. I'm thinking of cataracts.
Yeah, and everyone's going to get cataracts. Yep. Okay. Once you're over 50, you got the start of them.
Got it. Yep.
Yeah, so I always tell people, if you don't have cataract surgery, you should be crabby because that means you died early. Yeah, so you want cataracts.
Do you do cataract surgery?
No, we do all the pre- and post-operative care.
Okay.
So patients come in, we diagnose it, determine, it's time for cataract surgery. Then we send you to one of the great surgeons in the area. We have a bunch of great cataract surgeons.
That's a soup line. It's amazing how many they do in a day.
Yeah, they'll do 20, 30 of them a day.
What's the thing that was really popular years ago? Where you get, it only takes like 2 seconds.
LASIK?
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's huge still.
Oh,
yeah.
It is? Okay.
It's not nearly as big as it was. There was this huge balloon because it came up and like everyone was getting
Everybody's in it. Had to wait a long time to get in even.
Yeah. And then a lot of the LASIK-only clinics, a lot of them went out of business. Because
it wasn't back in a big of a market.
Yeah, but there's still a ton of LASIK happening. It's just everyone who wanted it got it, right? Now it's just as people come of age.
I want to talk about your retail store and... you said the name brands. I mean, you get these, you know, Ray brands and spend, much money on that.
Yep.
What about those glasses that they change, right? You're outside.
Transitions?
I couldn't get into
those. Those are big when I was in high school with the girls. That was huge.
I don't like to get the girls.
Well, no. But when they'd be outside, they'd be one color. Then they'd come in from having their cigarette in high school. And they'd be a different
time, too.
But you knew what they were doing. What I'm saying is you knew they snuck outside to have the cigarettes because their glasses were a different color. They said they were going to the ladies' room or something. They were outside in the alley.
I mean, that's a personal choice, but I didn't like them. Is that popular?
It is. I believe it's something like 18% of the glasses in the U.S. are made. You know, so it's around 20%. So it's out of every 10. That's pretty, you know, still significant.
I'm going to put you to a test. Could you put these on and tell me what power they are?
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Oh God, no! Yeah. You know, normally doctors are being. Oh no, let me just take a. No, I've learned, oh God, no!
I've learned a long time ago not to make stuff up.
Right.
But yeah, the transitions. Once people get them, it's probably like 8 or 9 out of 10 get them again. So once people have them, most people like them.
Oh,
but yeah, not everyone.
Tell me about contacts. And I'm sure you sell those as well.
Contacts. Yeah.
Is that more or less? I tried them.
I could never do it. I would never be able to physically do it.
Yeah. Well, the contact lenses, I've been wearing them since fourth grade.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, really?
So I've had them forever. The youngest person I ever fit was 2 years old. Right?
Wow.
Unique case. Taught parents how to take them in and out. And then now she's doing it herself. She had an interesting eye condition that she needed to wear a contact lens.
Wow.
My dad always tries to beat me. He fit a six-month-old once.
Wow.
Right? That's a nice family competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this has gone by way, way, way too fast. Yeah. Our time is up. Could we get you on again sometime?
Oh, absolutely.
This is fascinating stuff. And we can interact with some of the people with questions, too, if you would mind.
Your website thing. You've done it all, which I really like about it. You know, people can go there, everything from cataracts. Okay, where's your... Can you get a website or something?
WisconsinInsight.com, WIinsight.com.
Outstanding. Yeah. Can you give me a sell off air? Because I'll call you and tell you about some of the other problems.
I'll give you my partner.
Charge him.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Yeah, smart guy.
I know. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care in Oshkosh and Appleton. Thank you so much for being here. This is really fascinating. Good stuff. Thanks very much. We got to send a quick break. When we come back, Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, sponsor of our veteran segment.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.